When we started our agency, we made every hiring mistake in the book. But fast forward to today, our agency does over $7 million per year with 47 full-time employees. After helping over 174 other agencies scale to $1 million per year, I really think that hiring is what makes or breaks an agency, especially when you start to get to the seven-figure threshold. So in this video, I'm gonna walk you through our complete hiring roadmap from your very first hire all the way to building a 50-plus person team so you can get complete clarity on what you should be doing. Before we dive into stages, you need to understand that every agency has four main functions: operations and delivery, building websites, running campaigns, doing the actual work; account management, which is keeping the clients happy; retain, communicating with clients, handling client support; administrative support, which is internal stuff like emails, scheduling, marketing, administrative tasks; and finally, sales and marketing, which is bringing in new business. The biggest mistake I see agencies make is that they randomly hire without understanding the structure. They think, I help with Facebook ads. I hire a Facebook ads person. They think, I need help with SEO. And so they go out and hire an SEO person. This creates chaos. Instead, you need to hire in a specific order based on revenue and the stage that you're at. Stage one, between $0 and $10,000 per month, we call this startup. At this stage, it's probably going to be you plus a couple of freelancers. You don't have the financial resources for full-time employees yet. Focus on contractors for basic tasks: freelance web development, freelance content writers, virtual assistants for administrative tasks. One of the key mistakes to avoid is probably don't need to hire full time at this point because you can't afford it. You're going to put too much financial burden on the company at this stage of growth. Most important is you want to document everything. Create SOPs for every process. This documentation becomes critical when you start to scale and when you start hiring full time employees. What you really want to pay attention to is to get creative with VAs and freelancers. You're going to have to wear a lot of different hats, shifting from the different functions within the organization, and you don't want to try and build a team that you can't financially support. Before we continue, if you want help figuring this out, we are offering free agency acceleration sessions. We'll identify the biggest bottleneck in your agency right now and show you exactly how to break through them. Over 176 other agencies have used our frameworks to hit seven figures. So click the link below to book your call. Now let's get back to the video. The next stage is stage two, between $10,000 and $30,000 in monthly recurring revenue. We call this stability. And this is where your first real hires start to come from. Your first hire should always be operations. Someone who can take over the delivery and project management, making sure that the website's done, the content's created, all of that stuff. What you want to do is price yourself out of $25 an hour work so that you can focus on $250 per hour activities. Look for someone who can manage projects, coordinate with freelancers, and ensure your quality standards. One of my secret weapons at this stage that made a huge impact was using Colby assessments. They cost about $55 per candidate. What I found is most agencies are high quick start, low follow through. Like, we get great ideas, we take something, we run with it very quickly, but we tend to get bored after a couple of days, after a couple of weeks, specifically after a couple of months. What we need within our agency is for those redundant tasks to happen really consistency. And so what you want to find in your agency as you grow and as you scale is people that can complement your weaknesses. And for operational roles, pretty much every role within the organization, you want to find high follow through people. So you're coming up with these great ideas and you can toss it over the fence to people on your team that are willing to do that redundant work, willing to show up day in and day out, and really will get that stuff done. Give them a Colby assessment before you hire them that they're an 8 or at least a 7. That's a high follow through person. In the past, I would really like somebody and I'd be like, oh, you seem great. You're going to be awesome for this. And I hire them. And then they step into the role and they're there for a little bit and then they start to trail off and then they quit or they go somewhere else or I notice that they're not doing the work correctly. And I was like, man, I'm just in this constant cycle of hiring the wrong person and going back and having to rehire. And it's very frustrating. What I realized was I was hiring high quick start, low follow through people that sounded impressive, that looked good on paper, but they weren't really going to stick around. When we realized that, we started really vetting for higher follow through candidates and putting those people in place. It made a big difference, right? Because they're the kind of people that are okay doing that redundant work. They take a little bit longer to make decisions, but once they've got the process, they're willing to do it. They're willing to stick with it and they're very loyal. The second hire you're going to want to make in this stability phase is account management. And that's usually going to come around 17 clients. This is the magic number when you're going to start to hit a bottleneck. If you want to provide real value to your clients, 17 clients becomes a full-time job. If you're meeting with them, you're reviewing the stuff, and you're communicating back and forth with your team, and you're trying to game plan their relationship and make sure things are moving forward, you're going to wind up with a lot of your time being invested managing those 17 accounts, and you won't have the bandwidth to continue to focus on sales, business development, growing the company. And so that's really where I find agencies have to make a decision. Am I just going to stay here and continue to manage these relationships and only have a little bit of growth? Or can I elevate and delegate that function within the company? I think a big mistake agencies make is waiting too long to hire account management. As you hire account managers, you want to look for people that are okay checking in, having monthly calls and conversations with clients, are very good with writing notes, very high follow-up, and very high consistency. Couple of hiring tips in this stage to streamline it, to make it smoother. Use video screening for communication heavy roles like account management. Have your candidates, instead of submitting a resume and having to sift through hundreds of resumes, have them record a quick video. Here's my name. Here's why I'm interested in this job. Here's my background. Here's how much money I'm looking to make. Here's why I think I'm the best fit. By having people do that, you're able to quickly find the people that are not lazy, like they didn't just mass interview, but they actually took the time to record the video as you asked. And you also can hear the inflection in their voice. You can see how they present themselves. You can see what their workspace environment looks like, which is all extremely important for account managers. They can look great on paper, but if they don't have an impressive communication style, not going to work anyways. What I found is for those roles, having them submit a video-based application, you can do this through Video Ask and a lot of different platforms, made a big difference. For technical roles, what you want to do is almost opposite to that. So instead of having them shoot a video and talk about how good they are, what we need to know is, can they do the job and can they do it autonomously without driving you nuts? And so the best thing you can do if you're trying to find a web designer, if you're trying to find a content editor, if you're trying to find a Facebook ads manager, is pay them for a small project. So they apply, you immediately write back and say, hey, look, you seem like you'd be a great candidate for this. Let's just do a quick test project. And you pay them a small amount of money. This gives you the ability to see, are they resourceful? Can they actually do the thing? I've saved hundreds of hours by giving people these tests in advance. So what you want to avoid, don't hire people just like you for operational roles. You want to actually have the opposite. High energy, charismatic people who seem a lot like you were the ones that I naturally wanted to hire and actually naturally did hire, and they wound up being the worst people. They're the people that are going to impress you in the first 3 months and start to trail off. You don't want a visionary, you want executors at this stage in the game. Moving to stage three, between $30,000 and $70,000 in monthly recurring, we call this the scale phase in the agency. This is where you're starting to build real infrastructure. Usually you've got like about 5 to 10 employees. Your third hire typically is going to be administrative support. If you're still checking emails, booking travel, setting up webinars, getting this administrative support person in place frees up your mental bandwidth for growth activities. You definitely want to look for somebody that's high follow through, that doesn't mind the routine tasks. Also in this stage, we're going to expand the operational team. Instead of one operations manager, at this stage, we're going to need to get specialists. This is where you might have an SEO person, paid ads person, a web development person within the team. And we want to build redundancy so you're not reliant on one key person that might get sick. Some hiring principles at this stage. For technical roles, reply back immediately and offer test projects. See if they can do the work versus just talk about it. And then check if they drive you nuts with a million questions that they should be able to solve independently. Use personality assessments to match profiles. Again, I like Colby and I really DISC specifically for account managers because they might have a high follow through and be a great look on Colby, but an account manager also has to be a relatively high D dominance and interpersonal I personality type where they're going to feel okay talking to clients every single month. And they like being on the phone and it doesn't drain their energy, but they've also got enough backbone that they can say, hey, yeah, this is why we did it this way. This is why things are working well. This is like why you should stick with this for the long term. Also in this stage, hiring onboarding becomes really critical and you want to create a world-class onboarding for your new team members, just like you would for clients. So you want to send them a welcome box with branded shirts and branded notebooks and make sure that they're really clear on their expectations and they've got an onboarding process and a training process that's going to get them up to speed within the organization. This creates excitement and sets the tone for their entire experience within your organization. Some mistakes to make in this stage in hiring is don't hire someone to figure out the work. Don't skip culture fit. Skills can be taught, culture's harder to change. Don't hire just because you're overwhelmed. Hire slow, fire fast. Stage four is you're over $70,000 in monthly recurring revenue. You're probably at seven figures or on your track to seven figures. We call this significance. Usually the hire we make in this stage is your sales team. You want to wait until you've got at least 15 to 20 qualified appointments coming in consistently. This is usually one of the later hires because it's going to typically be your natural strength. Once you remove yourself from sales, now you've got a truly autonomous business, right? You've got clients that are being sold. You've got an operations team team that's kicking off that relationship, account managers that are managing the relationship, the work's getting done, the business can continue to grow without you personally having to be involved. You probably want to start with a single salesperson and then build off the entire team as needed. So maybe an appointment setter, maybe two salespeople so you've got enough appointments to make that a reality. You've also at this point in this significance phase in the agency, you've got to build out your leadership team. I think a lot of agencies get stuck in this process because now they've got a bunch of people that are all coming to them that all have questions and they're in full-time firefighting mode. And so we want to make sure we put an operating system in place. I'm a big fan of EOS, the Entrepreneur Operating System. If you read the book Traction by Gina Wickman, it outlines it. It's just a way to build your accountability chart, to get everybody on the same page with where the company's headed, what the goals are, who the ideal client is. Call it a VTO, Vision Traction Organizer. And then it's a series of meetings and a ritual of meetings that keeps everything on track. Ultimately, we want to hire and or elevate team members to leadership roles within operations, account management, and sales. You start to manage just your direct reports, just those team leaders, and they manage the people below them. Ideally, you've got a leadership level 10 meeting that happens every single week. And then each department, like the web dev department, the SEO department, the account management team is having a level 10 meeting. I'll talk about what that meeting is and why it's so important. When you've got a leadership team in place and you've got the infrastructure within your organization, that's where you have to really manage the team. And so weekly level 10 meetings with the leadership team with a very specific agenda. EOS teaches a very specific agenda, but basically we share wins, we share stucks, we review scorecards for the key metrics, and then we have a dedicated period of time for IDS, which is we're identifying problems, we're discussing, and we're solving, right? So we've got a parking lot every week for 90 minutes to solve problems and move our key objectives forward. I also really, as your organization grows, having a daily stand-up with each of the departments, a monthly all-hands meeting where the whole team comes together. We talk about the previous month, we talk about the month ahead. And then individually, there should be one-to-ones with your direct reports, which are your team leads, and your team leads are having one-to-ones with each of their team members. So what changes at this level? You're no longer managing individual contributors. You're managing the people who manage the people. Systems become everything. You can't manage 20 people without proper systems. And your focus shifts from doing like all of the stuff to leading and vision setting. Now, hiring is just one of the things you need to nail to build a $1 million agency. You also need to master client acquisition, retention, sales, systems, and everything in between. And these are the things we teach our clients inside Seven Figure Agency. In there, we've already helped over 176 agencies hit seven figures using the exact frameworks that have been proven across dozens of industries. To join, just click the first link in the description to book your free agency acceleration session with us today. We'll go deep into your business, figure out the exact next steps you need to take to scale, and we'll also see if you'd be a good fit for our community. Again, book your free call with the link below, and we'll talk to you soon.